Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the
good
world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Friday, March the 16th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening today. Officials say this morning's problems with New Jersey Transit are yet another reason that the Gateway Tunnel project must go forward. Amtrak says the portal bridge got stuck, preventing NJT trains to go in and out of Penn Station. President Trump wants to halt federal funding on that project. It was a half day for students at Jersey City Public Schools and a no day for teachers who walked out on their first strike in 20 years. The talks between the union and the Board of Ed have broken down. Mayor Stephen Phillips says he believes that last contract was fair, and he says he sees no reason for the teachers to have walked off the job. Two Muslim women filing lawsuits against the NYPD after they say they were forced to remove religious head covers for mugshots after being arrested. The women are being joined in the suit by the Council for American Islamic Relations, which is looking for class action status. The city says it's confident that its policies for removing head coverings is constitutional. In Florida, it's now gone from a rescue mission to a recovery operation. Officials say crews still looking for the bodies of five of the six people killed by that bridge collapse near Florida International University. The 174-foot pedestrian walkway was installed in just 6 hours last weekend. Former New Jersey Mayor Brendan Byrne is having one of his final wishes granted. Byrne used to joke that he wanted his ashes placed in Hudson County so he could stay active in politics. Well, today, those ashes are being displayed during a ceremony at Geely's Tavern in Jersey City. Byrne died earlier this year at the age of 93. And Jennifer Garner is just as confused as the rest of us. During an appearance on Ellen today, the actress says she has trouble looking at the now famous meme of her looking subtly confused during the Oscars. Garner says she has no idea what was going on through her head at that moment, but says when she looks at it, she just wants to punch herself in the face. Don't do it, Jen. Don't do it. 1010 Wins AccuWeather. After a cold night tonight, we've got a nice weekend ahead of us. Mostly sunny with temps in the low 40s both tomorrow and Sunday. Same thing on Monday, though there is another possible storm headed our way on Tuesday. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.